From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Luke Burbank, and Charlie Pierce. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Veronika Belakhvostova from St. Petersburg, Russia, calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, I'm glad you came over. You came over as far as Boston to save a long distance charges.
Well, yes.
Now, are you living in Boston or are you living in St. Petersburg?
I live in Boston.
Oh, how
I've
do you
been
find
Boston
it?
For the last 3.5 years?
And how have you found the transition?
It is beautiful. The weather is very similar to St. Petersburg weather. Mm-hmm. It gets very cold in the winter. It was actually colder in Boston than it was in St. Petersburg last winter.
Well, Veronica, welcome to our show. Now, you are going to play the game in which, of course, you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Veronica's topic?
Hey, my Cabbage Patch Kid is searching for her birth mother.
There are certain things from our childhood that we hold near and dear just the way they are. Our first Lionel Trainer, Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Well, this week we read about a classic item from childhood that has needlessly, foolishly been updated for the modern age, at least in our opinion. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about changes to something we loved just the way it was when we were growing up, only one of which is true. Pick that real story, you'll win our prize. Ready to go?
Ready.
All right. First, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
It's no secret that American kids are fat. Too much time in front of the TV has created a generation of Teletubbies, if you catch our drift. But doctors also say diet has a lot to do with this problem. Kids these days are eating way too much sugar and fat and even carbs. For young kids, particularly those left unattended during preschool playtime, a surprisingly large number of those terrible carbs come from somewhere you might not expect, all the Play-Doh they're eating. Yes, did you know one container of purple Play-Doh has as many carbs as a small Domino's pizza? Looking to get out in front of this potential scandal, Hasbro, the company that makes the tasty dough, has introduced low-carb Play-Doh. It comes in all the colors you loved as a kid. The company says it still feels the same way to the touch. It's still impossible to get out of a shag rug. It even tastes the same. The only thing missing is the guilt.
Low-carb Play-Doh. Your next story of an old toy getting a 21st century update comes from Charlie Pierce.
The Praxon Auto Accessory Company announced this week that it was producing a new line of auto decorations for children called Pimp My Big Wheel. The decorative decals and dangling gold strings are specifically made to work with the Big Wheel, the famous three-wheeled conveyance beloved of children for nearly three decades now, and to capitalize on the popular cable reality show Pimp My Ride. They include a large Firebird decal to cover the hub of the front wheel and several strands of shining wire to entwine around the handlebars. Kids want to be individuals, explained Praxon CEO Mike Podansky. All big wheels look the same, but not anymore. Your big wheel isn't like anyone else's.
Your last story of a children's classic getting updated comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Now you can pass go and collect 200 credits on your debit card. A new British version of Monopoly substitutes a Visa card for those 500, 100, and other brightly colored play bills, making it much harder to steal bills from the bank or other players. We noted consumers are using debit cards, carrying around cash a lot less, said Hasbro's Chris Weatherhead. In the new version called Monopoly Here and Now, players type currency amounts into the palm-sized scanners and swipe their cards to close the deal. Instead of winning a beauty contest, players can also draw a chance card and win a reality TV show. And when you circle the board, now you get £2 million, not 200. Quite a nice bonus, said Weatherhead.
All right, then. Here are your choices. From Luke Burbank, low-carb Play-Doh, because the kids are going to eat it no matter what you do. From Charlie Pierce, Pimp My Big Wheel, so the little toddlers can go mackin'. And from Roxanne Roberts, credit cards come to Monopoly, along with inflation. Which of these is the real story of an update we didn't want to see to a children's classic?
Well, I have to admit, I'm baffled. and...
You're what?
That's even worse than being baffled.
Baffled. And I'm sure that Carl Castle must be delighted because it would take him a long time to memorize how to pronounce my name.
Sure.
I would go with the credit cards.
You're going to go with the credit cards and Monopoly? Why?
Just because the inflation makes sense and the credit cards seem to be a progressive way to improve the game.
All right. Your choice, then, is, of course, Roxanne's story of the update to Monopoly. We spoke to an expert on this kind of toy to comment on the real story.
Monopoly with a debit card, wow. I think I would prefer playing the traditional Monopoly game with the paper money, but if this will help introduce a new generation to the world's greatest game, I think it's great.
That was Ken Corey, who has competed in and coached players in the U.S. Monopoly Championship. Breaking news, there's a U.S. Monopoly Championship. Good for you. You won. Yes, that's the word I'm searching for. You won. You picked the correct story. Bad news for Carl.
I will start practicing right away.
Anyway, congratulations. You got it right. You earned a point for Roxanne merely by being truthful, and you will, in fact, have Carl doing his best to say your name on your home answering machine. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.